Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, Mark Chilla. Songwriter Billy Strayhorn, a composer, orchestrator, and the trusted confidant to the great Duke Ellington, had a sophisticated style that was unprecedented in its class, elegance, complexity, and sensitivity. In this hour, we'll salute the great Strayhorn by hearing many of his most well-known songs, including Lush Life, Take the A-Train, and Blood Count, sung by Ella Fitzgerald, Ozzie Bailey, Diane Reeves, and more. It's the Billy Strayhorn Songbook, coming up next on Afterglow.
Flower, I love.
Ella Fitzgerald and the Duke Ellington Orchestra with Billy Strayhorn's Passion Flower. That's from the 1965 Verve album Ella at Duke's Place. Also featured on this recording is Ellington's alto saxophonist, Johnny Hodges. Hodges was the musician to premiere Passion Flower, and it became a signature song of his. Mark Chilla here on Afterglow. On this show, our spotlight is on composer Billy Strayhorn, looking this hour at his songs performed by some of the best in vocal jazz. Strayhorn spent most of his career under the employ of Duke Ellington, serving as his chief orchestrator and co-composer. The two met in 1938, after one of Ellington's concerts in Pittsburgh. Strayhorn was 23. Ellington, by this point, had already been recording for well over a decade. But the older bandleader was so impressed by the kid's talent that he was hired on the spot. Strayhorn's musical life, however, began much earlier. Classically trained from a young age, he had a remarkably mature musical mind. By age 19, he was already working on a musical, and he had several songs with lyrics already composed. One such song, a song that Ellington's orchestra never recorded, was Lush Life, a fatalist barroom lament wise beyond its years. The song is so emotionally and musically complex that it's been a challenge for singers ever since its publication in 1949. Even Frank Sinatra, who became known for singing emotionally wrought drinking songs, abandoned working on it in 1958. Let's hear a tragic version from Sarah Vaughan with Hal Mooney's orchestra in 1956. Here's Vaughan with Billy Strayhorn's tragic Lush Life on Afterglow.
I used to visit all the very gay places, those come with me places, where one relaxes on the axis of the wheel of life to get the feel of life from jazz and cocktails. The girls I knew had sad and sullen gray faces with distant gay traces that used to be there. You could see where they'd been washed away by too many through the day. 12 o'clock tales. Then you came along with your siren song to tempt me to madness. I thought for a while that your poignant smile was tinged with the sadness of a great love for me. Ah, yes, I was wrong. Again, everything seems so sure. Now life is awful again. A truffle of hearts could only be a bore. A week in Paris will to smile in spite of it. I'll forget you, I will, while yet you are still burning inside my brain. Romance is mush. Stop.
some small dive, and there I'll be while I rot with the rest of the.
Cigarette holder, which grooves me over her shoulder. She moves me out catting that satin doll. Baby, shall we go out skipping? Careful, amigo, you're flipping. Speaks Latin, that satin doll. She's nobody's fool, so I'm playing it cool as can be. I'll give her a chance, but I ain't for romance catching me. Switcheroonie, telephone number. Well, you know, doing my rumba with you know, and that my satin. So I'm playing it cool as can be. I'll give her a chance, but I ain't for romance catching me. Switcheroonie, telephone number. Well, you know, doing my rumba with.
Sitting and sitting and rocking all day.
June Christie and the Stan Kenton Orchestra with Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'. Before that, Billy Eckstein with Satin Doll. Both of these songs, originally mainstays in Duke Ellington's orchestra, were collaborations between Ellington and Billy Strayhorn. Johnny Mercer wrote the lyrics to Satin Doll, whereas Lee Gaines wrote lyrics to Just a Sittin' and a Rockin'. Starting that set was Billy Strayhorn's Lush Life, performed by Sarah Vaughan. While serving as Ellington's right-hand man for nearly his entire career, Strayhorn was primarily an orchestrator and composer. From the 1940s to the 60s, Ellington's sound, including the more expansive works like Such Sweet Thunder and The Far East Suite, was largely defined by Strayhorn's pen. However, Strayhorn was a performer, too. He was a very sensitive pianist and even sometimes sang. In 1965, Strayhorn arranged for some small group recordings that featured him on piano and many players not associated with Ellington's orchestra, like trumpeter Clark Terry. Singer Ozzie Bailey, who was part of Ellington's entourage, was also featured on the session. Let's hear Ozzie Bailey and Billy Strayhorn with a couple of Strayhorn numbers, beginning with Your Love Has Faded on Afterglow.
Your love has faded. It's not what it used to be. You don't belong to me completely. Your kiss is colder. There's none of that old desire, none of that burning fire that thrilled me. Don't know what has changed you. I've never been untrue. Someone has rearranged you, and all I get for being true is just a frozen kiss or two. Your love has faded. The flame that once burned so bright has faded into the night. Has faded into the night. Lately I've begun to see that what was once your love for me has turned into a not too warm affection. Even your caress, which used to have such fine finesse, is but an empty gesture of what it used to be. Your love has faded. It's not what it used to be. You don't belong to me completely. Your kiss is colder. There's none of that old desire, none of that burning fire that thrilled me. Know what has changed you. I've never been untrue. Someone has rearranged you, and all I get for being true is just a frozen kiss or two. Your love has faded. The flame that once burned so bright has faded into the night. Has faded daffodil, violet, the morning sky, red the rose, purple the night.
Ozzie Bailey with a small group featuring Billy Strayhorn on piano performing Strayhorn's original Multicolored Blue. Before that, Bailey and Strayhorn alone on Strayhorn's song Your Love Has Faded. Billy Strayhorn wrote over 150 songs and other pieces of music, mostly for the Duke Ellington Orchestra. However, even if Strayhorn were only responsible for penning just one song, Duke Ellington's theme, Take the A-Train, it still would have likely put him in the history books. In 1939, before they had become musical partners, Ellington had invited Strayhorn to New York. Wanting to impress the band leader, Strayhorn took Ellington's directions to his place in Harlem and spun them out into a song. Here's Mel Torme with that song now. Take the A-Train on Afterglow.
You should take the A train to get to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. If you take the A train, you'll get to Sugar Hill and in a hurry. Oh, listen, now the train is coming. Listen, hear the rails a-humming. Oh, you should take the A-train to get to Sugar Hill way up in Harlem. Should take the 8 train if you're thinking of heading uptown. You should take the 8 train, it's the swingin'est trolley around. You better scurry, scurry, never need to worry, worry, when you take the 8 train. You should take the 8 train to get to Sugar Hill way up.
Billy Strayhorn's Directions to Harlem. That was Mel Torme with Take the A-Train. And we'll have more from the Billy Strayhorn songbook in just a bit. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar. Online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prow Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. I'm Mark Chilla, and you're listening to Afterglow. Welcome back to Afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla. We've been exploring the Billy Strayhorn songbook this hour. Strayhorn spent most of his years as the musical factotum to Duke Ellington, writing songs, lyrics, larger orchestral suites, and orchestrating numbers for the ensemble. Before he began working for Ellington at the ripe old age of 23, Strayhorn had already composed a number of mature songs that would quickly become standards. Let's hear one of those songs now. The song Something to Live For, published in 1939, is your classic Strayhorn ballad. Themes of longing, desire, and unrequited love permeate Strayhorn's carefully chosen words and elegant, urbane melody. Here's Carmen McRae with Something to Live For on Afterglow.
Someone to make my life an adventurous dream. my life and make it seem gay, as they say it ought to be. Why can't I have love like that brought to me? My promenade, seeking a clue to the one who will someday be watching the noon crowd, searching the promenade, seeking a clue to the one who will
a flower is a love something, a luscious living love something, a daffodil, a rose, no matter where it grows, is such a lovely love something. Flower is the heart of spring that makes the rolling hillside sing. The gentle winds that blow gently, for they know a flower is a love something. Thank you.
from the album Ella at Duke's Place. That was Ella Fitzgerald with Duke Ellington performing one of Billy Strayhorn's many songs about flowers, the song A Flower is a Lovesome Thing. Before that, we heard Carmen McRae with the song Something to Live For. If there were a word to describe any given Billy Strayhorn song, it would probably be longing. There's a distant, yearning desire that's pervasive in all of his songs. There's no single reason for this pervasive longing, although many have speculated. Biographer David Haidu posits that it was because he was constantly living in the shadow of Ellington, or perhaps being openly homosexual in an era when homosexuality was being persecuted left Strayhorn always wanting a little more out of life. Whatever the reason, this elegantly crafted longing persists in his music, and it's what distinguishes a Strayhorn song from many others in the Great American Songbook. Let's hear another song of his now. Here's Diane Reeves with Daydream on Afterglow.
Daydream, why do you haunt? In a rosy glow, the face of my love you show. Daydream. My love to share. Don't know the time, Lordy, I'm in a day.
In some quiet nook, I go through it. its pages and peruse this ageless tale of a love that failed to ever become true. On this page is the date of that fateful night at 8 when I found you were no longer in love. After that, there's nothing more, just a dark and futile door that shuts out the stars above. In my little book, I inscribe your heart thou. But since we're apart now, this and that last sweet kiss is all that's left of you. Is all that's left of you. Sha do ba do be do you be do be do be be ba do yo ba do le do ba do de dream be a lo do ba do be de de u ba ba do de dream be be ba do be ba le be do ye ba ba be be do you de be do you be be you do be de do de.
Diane Reeves with two Billy Strayhorn songs. We just heard My Little Brown Book, and before that, Daydream. In 1964, at age 48, Billy Strayhorn was diagnosed with advanced esophageal cancer, an illness which would take his life in just 3 years. The intervening years were still very creative for Strayhorn. He recorded those small group sessions with Ossie Bailey and company, which we heard from earlier this hour, and he and Duke Ellington completed and recorded their ambitious Far East Suite. In his final weeks, Strayhorn's health deteriorated quickly, but he was still able to compose. He penned an aching tune called Blood Count, a song that served as a witness to his pain rather than a touching goodbye. Ellington recorded Blood Count on his next album, which was a tribute to Billy Strayhorn. Strayhorn died on the final day in May of 1967. Blood Count has remained a standard since its tragic inception. Nearly four decades later, the song was given lyrics by Elvis Costello, who changed the title to My Flame Burns Blue. Costello's new tale of longing and regret, told from the perspective of a loner, would have certainly made Strayhorn proud. Here's Elvis Costello, pianist Bill Charlap, and saxophonist Joe Lovano with Blood Count, or My Flame Burns Blue, on Afterglow.
As the last light glimmers and the evening hours dim, maybe I'm too proud to utter it out loud, even though my flame burns blue. As the night's descending once again, I find I'll tarry and pretend my confidential friend will suddenly appear in view. Between velvet and diamond, blow out the doors, let the light fall in dust in a big and a small. Eyes so turquoise, covered with a lash, they flatter and they flash, even though my flame burns blue.
Elvis Costello with the final song that Billy Strayhorn composed, the tragic Blood Count. And thanks for tuning into this Billy Strayhorn songbook edition of Afterglow. Afterglow is part of the educational mission of Indiana University and produced by WFIU Public Radio in beautiful Bloomington, Indiana. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in juices, espresso beverages, and fair trade organic coffee. located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iheartsoma.com, and Central Wesleyan Church of Bloomington, a welcoming intergenerational church expanding its congregation by offering services at two locations, 518 West 4th Street and 3001 North Prowl Road. Information at 4thStreetWesleyanChurch.org. Playlists for this and other Afterglow programs are available on our website. That's at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. I'm Mark Chilla, inviting you to tune in next week for our mix of vocal jazz and popular song from the Great American Songbook, here on Afterglow.